An Interstate 5 bridge collapsed into the Skagit River yesterday evening. The collapse sent tons of concrete and steel into the river, along with two vehicles and three people. Remarkably, no one died, and authorities say all three people rescued had only minor injuries. Governor Jay Inslee arrived for a late-night briefing and praised the first responders.
We're at a moment where we, just because of some pretty heroic work, got Washingtonians out of the Skagit River, and that's something we ought to be celebrating tonight, in my view. We can assure Washingtonians we will have an extremely thorough investigation to find out exactly what happened here.
Just what happened is only beginning to become clear. Officials say a large semi-truck struck the overhead girders that form the bridge's upper structure. Just after, that span folded up like the letter V and plunged into the water. The semi-driver is being questioned by police. State officials say the bridge, built in 1955, was old and in constant need of maintenance, but they say it was inspected and repaired twice last year, and there's no reason to think it was structurally unsound. Interstate 5 near Mount Vernon remains closed for the foreseeable future. Governor Inslee urged drivers to avoid that stretch of highway if at all possible.